It's 6:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. The Department of Justice is suing Colorado over a law that allows some undocumented students to receive in-state college tuition. CPR's Bente Berkland has more.
Colorado's 2013 law allows undocumented students who've attended a Colorado high school for 1 year to receive in-state tuition. The students can also qualify for resident-based financial aid and scholarships. The Trump administration said Colorado's law violates federal law and encourages illegal behavior. The administration has challenged similar laws in a number of states and said the benefits should be applied evenly to out-of-state students as well. Backers of Colorado's bipartisan proposal say it was important to invest in youth in Colorado who want to contribute and build careers. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
A new tool in the Pikes Peak region helps locate potentially overlooked parks and trails. The Trails and Open Space Coalition launched an online tool called MARLO. Program coordinator Aaron Rogers says it lists more than 100 local outdoor opportunities.
So our goal is to give people more variety and a way to branch out to other spots and to find quiet, peace, and tranquil areas to go to. That's what they're looking for.
Users can see photos of each location and filter by activities like mountain biking or bird watching. The webpage is named after Marlo, the coalition's cartoon marmot mascot. Some mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile virus in parts of Weld County, but the county's reported no human cases this year and says the number of mosquitoes found with the virus is below average right now. The state's confirmed a total of 3 human cases so far in Larimer, Boulder, and Jefferson counties. Human cases usually start to rise this time of year as the weather gets hotter and peak in mid-August. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.